the postman, Maggie. Go to the door.
Oh, why, it's a letter from France. For you, John. Oh, it's from Danny. Well, well, oh, my, oh, my.
What does he say? Quick, hurry up.
Listen, dear John, I'm leaving France for the good old USA, and it is the wish of my heart that I see you before you get this letter. Goodbye, and remember me to Maggie. Ah, oh, he's the one fine man.
See you at the door, Maggie. I wonder if it could be Dan.
Well, here I am, Maggie, back again. Where's the old man?
Ah, well, well, is it you, Danny?
Ha ha, me old friend, Dan. Come right in and let's have a look at you. And how did you like the war?
Oh, it was all right, but it didn't last long enough.
Do you know, Dan, I'm awful sorry I didn't go with you.
Well, what prevented you from going?
Well, you know, I've only the one eye.
Well, so you could say to shoot with the one eye, couldn't you?
Oh, no, I'd have to close that when I take aim.
Well, I'll never forget the day over there I brought in the 10 German prisoners. I took them back at the lines into a little hut. Was watching over them for a while when the captain came down to see how things were going. Found one of the men missing. But what happened to the other fella, Dan? Well, I told him that the little fella in the end was sitting there crying so hard that I thought he'd die. I asked him what was the trouble, and he told me that he was 4 years in the war, and he was very sorry to think about all the men he had killed. Well, I got to thinking, chap, about the lads that I had shot, and I started to cry along with the Dutchman. I cried so hard I thought he'd break my heart, so I took him out and shot him.
Oh, Danny, it must have been great fun.
Fun? Well, I'll never forget the day the captain sent me down into the stable to hitch up his horse. It seems that during the night, a cow had stayed into the barn, and in the darkness, I got to harnessing up the cow. Well, I was wrestling with it for about an hour. The captain put his head in the door and said, "What's the trouble, Dan? Can't you harness him up?" I said, "No, boss, I can't do anything with it. I can't get the collar over his head. I think her ears are frozen."
Oh, Danny, you're always up to some trick or other.
Well, we took this cow back at the Lions, and I was milking her one day when some ladies are going through the camp.
Ladies, Dan?
Yes, the nurses and one thing or other, looking things over. And one of them noticing me strong and healthy, wanted to know why I wasn't at the front.
What did you tell her, Dan?
Well, I told her that I was up there, but there was no milk up there.
Oh, Dan, you will have your little joke, won't you?
And talking about jokes, I said to McCool one day...
McCool? Is that the lad you wrote the song about?
Yes, yes, yes.
Why, Jerry, I'd like to hear you sing it again.
Well, I will. Can you play it, Maggie?
Can I play it?
Well, I mean, do you remember it?
Oh, that's different.
Now you've heard that Daniel Webster was as smart as he could be. The clever things he said and done are down in history. But there's other men as brainy, and you've heard of them at school. But they forgot to mention one, whose name was Mike McCool. Oh, McCool, McCool, a man you couldn't fool. He could shut his eyes and tell you what you said. And if it happened that he stole a crepe upon a door, he was so smart he knew that somebody there was dead. Now no words of spelling was too hard, nor some could be too long. He'd have an answer ready whether it was right or wrong. He could dope out anything you'd ask him with the greatest ease. He got his smartness from his dad, who died of bright disease. Oh, McCool, McCool, a man you couldn't fool. He could tell a kid was crying by his yell. And though strange as it appears, with his hands behind his ears, he could tell Limburg a cheese just by the smell. Well, good night, John. I must be going back to camp. I've only a short furlough just to come down to see you.
Hey, Gary, Dan, I wish I went over with you.
Well, as I said before, you just seen some hard fighting.
I might as well been fighting over there as fighting over here.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, there, there now, Maggie. Johnny's only fooling. Well, good night. I must be going now. Goodbye. Good night.
Ah, Maggie, Dan must have had some great time. Just a minute, I forgot something. Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Don't forget to come back as soon as you're mustered out.
You can bet I will.